Hey everybody, it's Melissa. Hope all is well with everyone. Or as my friend used to say, hope all is well with y'all. Anyway, it's kind of late today. I normally feed Zap a little early, but I got home and I was exhausted and I just kind of zoned out and made my hubby something to eat. And now I'm taking care of my dog. I'm taking care of the dog. I heard you, Zappa. He gave a little erp. Yes. Anyway, college was pretty cool today. I mean, despite the fact that English class was canceled. But later on, while I was in one of my classes, my computer was buzzing with updates. Adobe Flash Player being one. Chicken Nugget being another. And then there was one other update. I think it was from another program, but now I can't remember the name. But to be honest with you, the real update I'm looking forward to is indeed iOS 8.1. It's a well appreciated update, I think, but I have to say that iOS 8 had to have been the toughest version for me. I've been around since iOS 5. Oops. I wanted to say 5. Yeah, that's when I think the 4 S's came out. Anyway, I've been around since iOS 5. The 4 S's were out, but I held on to an iPhone 4. That was the only thing I could afford at the time. Now I'm in an iPhone 5. And I could upgrade to an iPhone 6. My phone company says I should... my estimated upgrade date is in July. July 8th of 2015. Now if I wanted to, they say, well, you could wait, or you could buy the iPhone 6 now, but part of me is wondering about that. I would like to do that, but, you know, the holidays are coming up, and I'd rather save money for the holidays, and by the time the holidays are over, the iPhone 6 is going to be an interesting one, I'll say that much. So I'm filling up the water bowl, getting him some, he drank the rest of the water when I got home today, so we're giving him some fresh water, and we're going to give him some fresh food. Anyway, but I'm really looking forward to 8.1. That's really one of my exciting updates, 8.1. For all the previous, holy Moses. Yeah, don't let the water bowl overflow. For all my previous Apple versions, whether it was 5, 6, or 7, and any of the little minor versions in between, I have been willing to update from the moment it came out, public-wise anyway. I am by no means a person who will pay for the dev account, just don't have that kind of money.
So when the opportunity comes and we are able to, you know, we download the software. You hear about all the cool stuff. I have to say my three favorite things about iOS 7 were the multi-page folders. It was in iOS 7 that the multi-page folders came out, I think. Yes, it was. Anyway, multi-page folders. Let's see, the block caller feature. And, of course, FaceTime audio. Those are the three that I can think of right now. I like some other stuff, but... I can't wait to see what FaceTime audio conference calls will be like. That is one thing I am looking forward to in iOS 8. Apparently you can do that, but you will, yeah. Now you need to rest for mama, okay? But anyway, you will need to have, both parties will need to have iOS 8, and I'm not ready to update to 8 yet. Not until they fix the key sticking bug. Rest. He sees the food bowl on the floor. He's ready for it. Rest. So, anyway, Rest. Let mommy get up. Oh, wait. You just wait. Zappa, wait. Let mama get up. And knock it off. All right. Now you can go. Jesus Louise. This dog, he's a food monger. He nearly dragged me across the house. I was leashing him up. Still not ready to let him off the leash fully yet. I need to get back into training him more thoroughly. Ugh. Going to school was the worst mistake I ever made with a young dog. I needed to at least give myself the 6 months. Because this one needs training. He's very obedient when he's in harness, but when there's food involved or when he wants to explore, he wants to sniff, and he'd rather not come to me. That's why. He hasn't fully earned his off-leash privileges yet. And we've been home for 3 months. I made the mistake of giving him the off-leash privileges early. And when I realized he wasn't listening to me, I said, we're going to nip this in the bud. I'm not going to allow it to continue. But anyway, yeah, I'm looking forward to iOS 8.1, I guess. I hope it comes out on the 20th, which is next Monday. And, I'm looking forward to it. I hope the update will bring most of the bug fixes. The key sticking bug's not one I want to look forward to, and that's why I've waited. I'm surprised I've waited as long as I have, because there have been some features I've wanted to try on iOS 8, but I've held out. I've been good. Was that good, Zappa? Huh? So anyway, yeah, that's basically what's going on over here. He's licking the bowl, thinking that more food's going to come out. 27 seconds. So yeah, but I'm gonna wash his bowl, but basically that's what's going on over here. I'm just rambling about nothing in particular. You're done. He's just licking away.